O my soul, come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly, mine honour, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, Keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? And it was so, that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul my father seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself. O, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time, and remember me. Hast thou heard the secret of God? And dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself? Are the consolations of God small with thee? All darkness shall be hid in his secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him, and fear not. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret pleasant. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another. Open rebuke is better than secret love. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock and the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. But if he will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eye shall weep sore, and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. That they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. The king answered unto Daniel and said, Of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the Spirit of the Holy God is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall himself reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use to fast but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourself that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret but that it should come abroad. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret.